smarts in here, the smarts in here, yeah.
Doom. I reference Cena so much, I'm sure you assume that I got a man crush, but I swear it's just random, not fandom. Ignore the lifelike mannequin. You can't see it, I didn't see it. Next to me in my IKEA, and drive somewhere scenic to watch a sunset in Phoenix, share a box of Kleenex, to leave it in the middle of a...
Yo, it's your boy Sean Puff. I'm here with Mike K, and this is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. What's up, Mike?
What's happening?
Not much, man. Chilling, getting ready for this great weekend of wrestling we have in front of us. Man, just wrestling. I love weekends like this when we just have tons of wrestling going on. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it depends.
You're just because you're a WWE fanboy.
No. It depends on what it is, that's all.
I guess. So, let's just, before we get into it, we got a great show for you guys this week. This is our pit stop show. You know, I love the pit stop shows. This week's pit stop is going to be for Ring of Honor. No, it's not going to be for Ring of Honor. It's going to be for NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool 2. And
Impact Hard to Kill.
There you go. I got this cat jumping over stuff. I got to throw this cat out of my bedroom because he likes to get into shit. Cat is gone. There we go. Now I can get this show on the road. He's throwing me off. I get this cat climbing all up on my shit, and I got to watch, make sure he's not knocking things down. But before we get into that, I just want to talk about a few things that are going on overall in wrestling. Let's talk a little bit about this Wednesday Night War thing. We haven't really got our chance to, like, really break that down. I think we have to do that sometime really soon. Just have a Wednesday Night War episode where we just kind of talk about everything going on in the Wednesday Night Wars. What's good, what's bad, what's horrible. I want to come out right now and say, I fucking can't stand this baby Orange Cassidy kid that ends up on all these videos because he goes to all the AEW shows dressed as Orange Cassidy.
There's only one time.
No, it's happened more. They showed it this week, but it happened before. That's not the first time baby Orange Cassidy has showed up. But I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm a jerk. I don't like all these kids doing this stupid shit in wrestling.
Why not? It's for kids. It's for sports.
No, it's not for fucking kids.
Yeah, it is.
It's not for kids. It's not for kids. Moxley versus Omega in an unsanctioned death match is not for kids.
Of course it is. No. They're going to kill each other. They're
not going to
do anything major.
No, it's not for kids, man. It's not for kids. You want to bring your kids to a show, bring them to Disney on fucking ice.
Well, let's go to wrestling, man. Kids love wrestling.
Sure, we'll bring them to WWE. And that's where they're supposed to do that stupid shit. AEW is supposed to be the alternate to WWE. I don't want Izzo in the ring. Izzy, whatever the hell her name is. I don't want freaking Nicholas wrestling. I don't want baby Orange Cassidy. Baby Orange Cassidy versus Izzy versus Nicholas versus Dr. Luther. Deathmatch. That's what I want to see.
Well, good luck on that.
Well, I know it's probably not going to happen, but that's what I want to see.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? It is what it is, man. It is what it is.
Yeah, it's just for kids.
It's not for kids.
No, it is. Why do they do it? Do it for kids.
Well, I guess. Whatever. I don't like it. I think it's stupid. So. So did you hear about Kelly Klein?
No.
I don't want to talk too much about her because that's my homegirl. I like Kelly Klein. She used to follow me on Twitter. I think she stopped following me because I trolled people too much. But, so she and BJ Whitmer are done because apparently she was having an affair.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's word on the street is she was having an affair. So, and word on the rumor and innuendo is suggesting that that affair was with Joey Mercury.
Oh, there you go.
So, I don't know how true it is. You know, it's rumor and innuendo and all that shit. But it is what it is. Ring of Honor is trying to save their asses, though. You know that, right?
Of course they are, because they know they're dying a slow death.
They just offered Marty Scurll WWE main roster money to stick around. And and from what I heard is they only want him to do 40 shows.
Okay.
Which, when you think about it, it's a pretty light schedule.
Of course it is, but I don't know. I mean, if he's going to get good money for it, I guess, why not?
Because Ring of Honor is a dead brand?
Right, but if he doesn't really care, you know, like, if he's fine with the money, then whatever, then fine. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
They make like millions of dollars, only work 40 days a year, or make less than that, but work freaking 200 days a year.
I guess.
Yeah, it all depends on how you feel. I mean, if you feel like being a big time, I mean, if he just doesn't, he just wants to wrestle and just wants to make money, then he's fine.
I guess if that's all it's about, but I mean, I think a guy like Marty Scurll, you think he has aspirations to do something. He's never going to get the gold in Ring of Honor.
If he had aspirations of doing something, he would have gone with those guys to AEW.
Well, his contract was still. He had a contract. You couldn't just like be like, I'm out. Yeah, I got a contract.
Well, yeah, now, but he didn't before. He does now, though.
No. His contract just ran out.
Yeah, so now he can go somewhere else.
Now he can, yeah. And now Ring of Honor is dangling all this crazy money in front of him.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that works out. What happens with it, where he ends up, and all that fun shit. I don't know. There's a lot of crazy things that are going to come up, but we'll talk about all that when we really do the war. Maybe next week, right? Because we got a couple weeks before Royal Rumble.
Yeah, Royal Rumble's in 2 weeks.
Next week will be our Wednesday Night War episode, and we'll kind of run down everything going down with everything and who's where and how, what's what. Who's dropping the ball, who's picking it up, and what. Because there's a lot of ball dropping going on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. I feel like Nelson Aguilar is on one of the rosters, or both. Because he drops the ball a lot.
He does.
So, I don't know. Whatever. Kenny Omega is still annoying as fuck. He's sticking up for the AEW women's division that is trash.
What do you want him to do? Say they all suck?
No, just shut your mouth and don't say anything.
They're all part of the show, man. They're trying to put on something big.
Okay.
Like, you know, he's close with like Rio and stuff like that, so I can see why he would stick up for him.
Well, do you know what he said?
I mean, you're right that it is trash, and I think it's not. I can see why it would be his thing sticking up on, though.
Let me quote to you what he said in a recent Twitter Q&A. Lately, most criticisms I read are incredibly ignorant, depressing the amount of fans that have absolutely no class. That being said, I do try to sift through those to try to get to the actual constructive criticism. That's the wrong thing to say. He comes across like a douche canoe.
Huh?
He comes across like a douche canoe.
Okay, but is he talking about the women's? Is he talking about the women's like vision?
Yeah.
Just saying that people don't know what they're talking about.
He's saying that the people that are giving it a lot of the criticism that's coming out is incredibly ignorant, and I bet you a lot of it stems around the fact that Nyla Rose is a man. I mean,
no, it probably stems on the fact that Rio's still their champion,
and she's like a 5-year-old girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she shouldn't be the champion, but Kenny Omega's homegirl, so she's going to carry the title.
Of course.
It should be Britt Baker, I think.
It could be, I don't care who it is. It should be Rio.
Could be anybody but Rio.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess at least this week, they made it make sense on why she won the match. Because the Nightmare Collection got involved. By the way, what the hell are they doing bringing this, like, retired deathmatch guy that no one gives two shits about into the Nightmare Collective?
Who knows?
Like Dr. Luther, you couldn't get anybody better?
It's one of the many reasons why AEW is the way it is. And that's obviously, it's one of the main things that they're doing wrong in AEW. I'm sure we'll talk about next week.
Yeah, they're doing a lot wrong. We'll break that all down next week. But let's kind of let's get into this. We got a couple shows to break down, so I don't want to lollygag around too much. So, why don't we take a quick break, pay some bills, and then we'll be right back with the Super Kick Party! This is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. And we are back. This is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. And this is a Super Kick Party, man. Sparks, Smarks, Starks. Yeah. You know, we're rhyming here. We're rappers.
Okay.
I'm the mad rapper. And I'm very mad. So here we go. We're gonna get this thing on the road. We're gonna just stop breaking this down and get right into it. This is the Impact Hard to Kill and NXT UK Takeover Blackpool 2 Pit Stop Show. So we're about to break this all down for you, get you ready for your pay-per-views this weekend. I want to quickly touch on Ring of Honor too. I know you're like, dead brand.
It is.
I can't lie. It's definitely a dead brand. But they have a pay-per-view coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
That would you say that nobody will watch?
Yeah, nobody will watch.
Well, someone might steal it.
Because they're a dead brand.
They'll sell like 10 tickets to the show. It's in Concord, North Carolina at Carabas Arena. It's going to be 3 hours long. And I don't know how.
Yeah, okay.
So the card has the Briscoes taking on Dalton Castle and Joe Hendry. I don't know why. Ray Horace is taking on Andrew Everett. What were you going to say about the first one?
I think the Briscoes.
I mean, they have to win, right?
I would think so.
Doesn't make sense if the Briscoes don't win that match. Ray Horace takes on Andrew Everett. Ray Horace has to win that match too. So next on that card, they've got Lifeblood of Mark Haskin and Tracy Williams versus Vincent and Bateman, which is that new, like, Kingdom group or whatever. So I think Lifeblood's got to win that. Actually, Vincent and Bateman might win because they're kind of the new crew. It makes more sense to have them win, and Lifeblood just loses all the time.
I think I took Bateman on because I had no idea who they were.
that makes sense.
It worked.
And then Bandito will take on Alex Zane. I'm going to go with Bandito for the same reason. I have no idea who Alex Zane is.
Yeah, I took Bandito as well. Again, I have no idea who Alex Zane is either.
Flip Gordon will go on along with Flamita. I'm going to say Flip Gordon wins because Flamita just sounds like a girl's name. If you're a wrestler and your name's Flamita, you're a pansy.
Maybe it is a girl.
Nope, definitely not a girl. It's definitely a guy. Some Mexican lucha something.
Wow.
But I'm going with Flip Gordon. And then the main event of that is the Ring of Honor World 6-Man Tag Team Championship, where the Villain Enterprises, Marty Scurll, PCO, and Brody King will defend against La Faction and Gobnerble, which is Roosh, Dragon Lee, and Kenny King. I feel like they have to win because we don't really know what Marty Scurll's contract situation is. So I think we're going to see new six-man tag champions.
Think so?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll let Marty Scurll keep the belt if they're going to have a way of saying, hey, stick around.
Oh, we'll keep the pointless six-man tag titles on you, huh? That makes sense. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Whatever. I think that's a dumb idea if that's what they do. So anyway, now that we got through that garbage. Dead brand. It's going to be dead real soon anyway, so it's not even worth taking time to talk about it. It's a true story. So next up, let's talk NXT UK TakeOver before we do Impact, because this will be the first show, because I want to say it starts at like 3.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like our time, like 3 o'clock. So let's run down this card. We've got Tyler Bate versus Jordan Devlin, which will probably be the opener on this one. This should be a good match. I like Devlin. I like Bate, too. I think Devlin is the better of the two. I think Devlin's like a better version of Finn Balor, personally.
Okay.
I'm going to take Jordan Devlin getting the victory in this one.
All right. I think I took Tyler Bate.
Okay.
This guy, I like Tyler Bate. And they have like, don't they have like a, I don't know what they're like, what's their mid-card title called?
I don't think they have a mid-card title.
Yeah, I got a feeling they might start to one.
They need one. They definitely need one in NXT UK. Who knows if it'll ever happen, but I think they do need one. Next up, we've got Trent Seven taking on Eddie Dennis. Whenever I think hear Eddie Dennis, I think Eddie Kingston, and I know it's not Eddie Kingston, but I just always think that. I'm not a big Eddie Dennis fan. So here's where I'm going to go the other side and go with Mustache Mountain, and I'm going to say Trent Seven comes out with a victory here.
Yeah, I also took Trent Seven. Got to go with
Mustache Mountain. Mustache Mountain, baby. Then we've got a triple threat for the NXT UK Women's Championship. Kaylee Ray will defend against Toni Storm and Piper Niven. Can I just say that Kaylee Ray is so, like, British trashy.
She's so British.
British trashy. She's, like, European trashy. She is. She's, like... like, she could move to New Bedford with me, and she'd fit in well just with a British accent.
Oh, I'm sure.
You didn't even act on the fact that I said that she could move to New Bedford with me. With me.
You saw her moving to Bedford?
With me. Because I love Kaylee Ray.
Yeah.
Kaylee Ray's dope. I love Toni Storm, don't get me wrong. But I love Kaylee Ray more.
Yeah.
I think Toni Storm's going to be used more in NXT, regular NXT, so okay. I don't see her winning this. It might be Piper Niven's time, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I went with Kylie Ray. I went ahead of keeping it and pinning. I think I had her pinning Piper Niven so they could do like a one-off with Kylie Ray and Toni Storm.
I don't see that. That doesn't make sense because I don't think Toni Storm's going to stick around. So I think Kaylee Ray's going to pin Toni Storm.
Well, maybe, possibly.
That's my call. You heard it here.
I picked Kaylee Ray as well.
Then we've got a fatal four-way tag team ladder match for the NXT UK Tag Team Championship. This is going to be fun. I like ladder matches. I like the guys in this one, the tag team champs, Gallus. By the way, I am not caught up on NXT UK. Last time I watched was when Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster won the tag titles.
Wow, so you're like way behind.
Yeah, I'm way behind. There's just too much wrestling for me to keep up with everything, and NXT UK just doesn't draw me in.
It's hard to keep track of that one.
It's just, there's nothing, it's not, there's not a lot to keep you invested, I feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this match will keep you invested. If you want a match to watch, we've got Gallus, Mark Kofi, and Wolfgang, the tag team champions, taking on Imperium of Fabian Aichner and Marshall Barthel versus the grizzled young veterans, Zach Gibson and James Drake, and Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster. Let me tell. First, I want to say, I love the grizzled young veterans. I've probably said this on the show before, but I'll tell you, when Progress came to Massachusetts and I went to that show, pretty much everybody on this card was there, and just the reaction that that the grizzled young vets were able to get from the crowd was amazing. Like, the hate. I couldn't even hear them on the microphone because the boos for them were so loud. I like that. Like, they're like me. I do heel shit. And so do they.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to win this, though. I think this is Imperium's time. I think Imperium is going to walk out of here with the tag belts.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. I think they're going to start to kind of build Imperium like they do the Undisputed Era.
Yeah. Yep. And then when we go to the main event, we've got Walter going one-on-one with Joe Coffey from Gallus for the United Kingdom Championship. And I think I'm just going to say the same thing. Well, first off, I don't think it's time for Walter to drop the title.
No.
Second off, I think when he does, it's going to be to Drew McIntyre.
Okay. Interesting. Why?
Well, look at what happened to Survivor Series. There's no reason to have Drew McIntyre just squash Walter like he did, unless you have plans for that down the road.
Yeah, I could see it maybe for like, maybe a Mania thing.
It'd be great. And I could see that one happening. So I think Walter's going to hold on to go on and face Drew McIntyre down the road.
Yeah, I agree that Walter's winning. I don't see him losing the belt.
They're already working that face turn of Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
You send him over there, he shows up as a face and goes after the title. I think that would be great. I think he'd be a good face for the UK brand.
Yeah, he would. I agree with that.
So that's what I said at NXT UK. You gotta love NXT because there's never too many matches on the card.
No, it's always nice even amount.
Actually an odd amount. It's five, but I know what you meant.
You know what I mean, though. Yeah, nice condensed amount. Everything gets its own amount of time. Nothing feels rushed. Nothing feels like it's just thrown together last minute. You know what I mean? Every match is like, you know, set up perfectly, like set up the right way.
Yeah,
the product is better in general.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like just that's the one thing that I think that they always do right. So it's gonna be a good show. I'm looking forward to that one. And then we get to 8 o'clock, and we'll have Impact on the air. And I'm looking forward to that one. I am a big fan of Impact Wrestling. I don't know about you. I don't know if you still watch it, but I love Impact. Yeah. It's been really good. I heard that last week's episode was incredible. I haven't watched it yet. I'll go back and watch it before the show, but I heard it was really, really, really good. I think Hard to Kill is going to be a great card. What a fitting name for it, because Impact Wrestling, if they've been nothing else, they've been hard to kill.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. They tend to not ever go away.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Every time you think that they're done, they pop back and do their thing and bang, they're right back in it again.
Right.
And this new iteration of it, I think, is great. It's been great for over a year. They've been doing their thing. Finally got themselves back on TV now, doing some pay-per-views. This card, I think, is going to be awesome. We can break stop right from the bottom. We got Ken Shamrock taking on Madman Fulton. And right when I say how awesome it's going to be, I start out telling you that Ken Shamrock is wrestling in a match. So I don't know what to say about that. Shamrock's old, man. We don't need to see Shamrock in the ring anymore. But I will say this. The guy looks incredible. I hope when I'm Ken Shamrock's age, I look as good as he does.
No, seriously.
I don't look as good as he does now.
Yeah.
So
how old is Ken Shamrock?
I don't know. Let's find out right now. Ken Shamrock has to be like 97. He is.
I'm looking up right
here. He's way too
Ken
old.
Ken Shamrock is 55.
55. I hope in 12, 13 years, I look like Ken Shamrock does.
Wow, seriously.
I think he's going to take out Madman Fulton.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I'm not like, Madman Fulton's all right, but I don't think he's great. He wasn't great in WWE. And then he got injured, and they were just like, we're going to replace you in Sanity with Killian Dane instead. And it was probably the best move.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I took Fulton in this match because I don't know. I mean, I guess to have Ken Shamrock come in and wrestle long to then turn around and lose is kind of silly. But that's what Impact does sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
Well, didn't he lose? Did he lose to Moose?
Ken Shamrock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So, that's the thing. You can't just have him keep losing, I don't think.
I guess, unless he's just coming in to put over talent.
But it kind of kills. It doesn't mean anything if you're losing to everybody.
True.
I think he's got to lose to Madman Fulton.
It also doesn't mean much when it's like freaking Ken Shamrock.
True. So, are you taking Fulton in this one?
I took Fulton in this one, yeah.
Okay. All right. So next up on the card, we've got Moose taking on Rhino. Did you know that Rhino, when Rhino came to WWE, they wanted to put him with Edge and Christian and make him their little brother and call him Mary? They were going to dye his hair blonde, and he was going to be Edge and Christian's little brother, Mary.
Mary?
Yes. Mary.
Like, M-A-R-Y, Mary?
Yeah. Yes.
That's terrible.
Oh, that's bad creative for you, baby.
That's like horrible creative. That's bad. It's just horrible.
I'm so, and you know why they wanted to do it? Because they said they couldn't trademark the name Rhino. Luckily, he convinced them to change the I to a Y.
Yeah.
And we were spared.
Why couldn't they trademark Rhino?
I don't know why they couldn't. I just know that they couldn't trademark it. So they wanted to change him. And they were going to, like I said, they were going to give him blonde hair. He was going to dye his hair blonde. He was going to be Edge and Christian's little brother. And they were going to name him Mary. It's a true story. Oh,
thank God that didn't work out.
I know, right? Thank God he decided to say, no, why don't you just change the I to a Y and I can still be Rhino and you can just trademark the name with a Y instead of changing my name to Mary.
Yeah, stop being stupid.
Anyway. Mary's going to lose this match.
Yeah, I have Moose winning.
I always got Moose, man. That's my guy. Moose is my Facebook friend.
Moose.
I'm just saying. Hey, look, Flip Gordon's my Facebook friend on that Ring of Honor card. And probably Vincent.
Flippy Gordon.
But yeah, Moose is going to beat Rhino. Should be a decent match, though, because they do a little bit of things. I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun. Next up, we've got Brian Cage versus Rob Van Dam. Brian Cage is going to win this, right?
That's what I have.
I hope not. I hate Brian Cage. I have no use for that guy.
He's a Terminator.
He's bad. He's like bigger Mike McGarty. I'm just saying. Most of the listeners don't know who Mike McGarty is, but if you knew who Mike McGarty was, you'd be like, oh, yeah, he's bigger Mike McGarty. He's 100%. Yeah, yeah. But the guy has no charisma. He has no charisma whatsoever.
Nah, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
His mic presence, he's a big guy that can do wrestling moves. Great.
Yeah.
But he's not the guy that should be the face of your company.
No, and Which is true. Like, you don't want an education plan. It's true.
But that's what they do. Like, you know what I mean? How long did he have that Impact Championship? They didn't even strip it from him when he was injured and couldn't fight for fucking 4 months.
Yeah.
It's cucka. He shouldn't be the champ. I'm glad he's not the champ anymore. I want him to go away. You know where he should go?
Where? Ring of Honor?
Yes. I was going to say, did you not know the answer to that? Dead brand, dead wrestler, set him in Ring of Honor and get him out of my fucking face.
Yeah.
He can go fight Roosh, the guy who doesn't know how to pronounce his name. It's spelled Rush. His name is fucking Rush, like the band. Yeah, it's not Roosh. Stupid, dirty Mexican.
Like that. Tough girls put on their face.
Rouge? Yeah, I'm gonna start calling them Rouge. Yeah. Fucking queer.
Rouge!
I think Rob Van Dam's gonna win this match by cheating.
Cheating, huh?
Yep. You don't have to believe me. That's what I think. What do you think's gonna happen? Well, he's a heel now. You know he's a heel, right?
What?
Rob Van Dam, he's a heel now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think I took Brian Cage just because.
Next on the call, on the card, it's a singles match for the Call Your Shot trophy, which I don't know where the fuck that came from, but they just decided they're going to have a trophy, and if you win it, you get to pick.
Eddie Edwards already had it.
Oh, I got you. That's right, too, because he won that match.
Yeah, he won a match and got the trophy, which gave him a chance to call a shot, basically, whatever he wanted to. And then he put it on the line. He's putting it on the line against Mike Elgin.
Mike Elgin is a womanizer. I'm saying. I'm not lying. He is. I don't like Mike Elgin. He's got... Yeah, I think a lot of people don't like Mike Elgin. He can't win this match, right?
No, I don't have a winning. I have freaking... Edwards keeping the trophy, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Eddie Edwards is going to walk out of this still.
It doesn't make sense for Elgin to get it anyways. He had his chances at freaking the belt before.
Yeah. You know what my one problem is with this call your shot thing? He should have called his shot already, and it should have been for the X Division Championship. Again,
yeah, probably
Ace Austin.
Yeah.
Whatever, though. Whatever. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got the North, Ethan Page and John Alexander, defending the Impact World Tag Team Championship against Rich Swann and Willie Mack.
I think Mac and Swan are the champs.
No. They're not the champs.
Well,
not. The champs are the North. They've been the champs for a while. They won't be after Sunday night, though.
You think so?
No, absolutely not.
I think I took the North to retain.
I don't think it'll happen. I don't think they're gonna retain that. I think you gotta switch some. They could switch a couple other things up. Rich Swann and Willie Mack, though, it'd be a nice little team to give the titles to, and you can always go back to the North if you want later on. But I think Rich Swann and Willie Mack are gonna be a new champions at the end of the night.
All right.
Then we've got a three-way match for the Impact Knockouts Championship. Three ways with knockouts are always fun.
Yes.
Taya Valkyrie is the champion. She'll defend against ODB and Jordynne Grace. Man, I don't know how I feel about Taya Valkyrie. Sometimes she's hot, sometimes she's not.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Jordynne Grace taking the title.
Really?
Yeah, I know that she's not going to. It's going to be retired.
I'm Ty Valkyrie with Robert Tierney.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's not really anybody to challenge her right now.
True. Well, I mean, we'll see how it goes. It could very well work out that way, where because of that, they're just like, all right, cool. We're just going to keep the belt on you.
Yeah, because I don't know. ODB's not winning it.
Oh, definitely not. But that's something they need to do. They need to work on their women's division. Impact's women's division is not that great. But, minus the love of my life, Jordynne Grace. Me and Jonathan Gresham are going to have a death match for her.
Really? Jordynne Grace?
I love Jordynne Grace. It's because you're white.
I don't know. She's sexy.
She's thick. Thick mama pump.
All right.
Jordynne Grace would get it. I think I speak for the entire black delegation when I say that.
There you go.
The black delegation selects Jordynne Grace. Some douchekin who's driving by with their freaking trunk music bumping so loud that it shakes the windows in my house. So anyway, next on the card, we've got a singles match for the Impact X Division Championship. Ace Austin will take on Trey Miguel. Here's something that I think that they're doing wrong in Impact. Stop rushing through angles. We never even saw the whole... Like, yes, we got to the end where it was found out what was going on. But Ace Austin and... what's her name? Eddie Edwards' wife. Angela, or whatever she is.
I don't know.
But we had that whole angle. And all of a sudden, it just stopped. And instead of him trying to bang instead of him trying to bang Alicia Edwards, he's trying to bang Trey Miguel's mom.
That's what I said.
I don't know. I'm just kind of like, this is dumb. I'm going to tell you again. You know me, I'll say if I think something's dumb. I think the entire Rascals vignettes, they were funny. The first five of them, maybe. Now they're just dumb. They jump the shark with it. They're just not good. They're annoyingly stupid, and they take away from the program.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Also, Trey Miguel's mother, if that's really his mother, is not even really that hot.
Probably not.
She's like Stifler's mom hot. And Stifler's mom wasn't really hot.
No, not really.
I'm just saying. It's a fact. So, but anyway, so Ace Austin is going to defend the X Division Championship against Trey Miguel. Trey Miguel doesn't have a chance of winning this belt, right?
No, I don't have.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Ace Austin. He's got to win this match. His goons will probably get involved. And it'll probably lead to a six-man tag between the Rascals and Ace Austin and Reno Scum.
Sure.
At the next pay-per-view, if they don't go out of business before then.
It could happen,
absolutely. So then the main event of this, we've got, this is a match, people have been waiting for this match forever. This match has been, this is how you build to a match. They were building to this match at Bound for Glory in like July or before then. This match has got a lot of build. It's been great. Sami Callihan puts the Impact Championship on the line in an intergender match against Tessa Blanchard. I don't even need to say anything about Tessa Blanchard. If you want to know how I feel about Tessa Blanchard, go to the archives and go watch the Apostle Awards. Because she got Female Wrestler of the Year. This is going to be a great match, though. These two are going to have, it's going to be, to quote JR, it's going to be a barn burner.
I'm going to say slobber knocker.
A slobber knocker. It's a way better one. This is going to be a slobber knocker and a barn burner and everything else you have that you can call it. Sami Callihan, this guy's a monster. That match he had last year against Pentagon was insane. Pentagon stuffing spikes in his head. I mean, Jesus. Jesus. Guy just does shit. You're just like, what? And Tessa Blanchard, she's Tessa Blanchard. Yeah. She should be a horsewoman. I'm just saying. But whatever. She's not going to be a horsewoman. You know why?
Because she's going to be champion.
She's going to win the Impact Championship on Sunday night in Dallas, Texas at the Bomb Factory.
You kind of have to, you know?
Yeah.
At this point, it's kind of like, all right, we've been doing this for a while here. I can't imagine you're going to continue to have her just keep having title matches and keep having these big feuds against, like, top people.
And not pull the trigger.
And then not have her win. So, yeah, it's kind of like, it's okay if you only do it for a little while. You wanted to then drop the title right after that? Whatever.
Yeah.
But you gotta have her. You gotta win the title.
Yeah.
At this point.
Makes sense. I agree with you. I think she's gonna win the title. I think this has been dragged on way too long. I think it's going to this, and you gotta put the title on her. Put the title on her. Let's see what she can do. Let's see if she can run with it. Like you said, if it doesn't go like they think it's gonna go, take it back off of her. It's not that hard.
Yeah. Because, yeah, it's not like anyone's going to be upset. You're about to, like, make history. Like, so make history and, you know, run with it. See what you can do with it. And if nothing happens, then whatever.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You have Sami Callihan turn around and get a rematch and take it right back off her.
Yeah, and you can do that. Yep.
Yeah, you can have him cheat to win, whatever.
Yep.
You can do whatever you want, just. So, I mean, she has to win. I think she has to win.
I agree with you. So we're both taking Tessa Blanchard in this one.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to all of it. I can't wait to get everything on going. I can't wait for tomorrow night to sit down, watch some wrestling, and enjoy myself and maybe steal the Ring of Honor pay-per-view. Yeah, it's going to be good. You got anything to say about these two shows?
No, I mean, I think Impact and NXT, I think, are the most, the most anticipated. So it'd be interesting to see. Yeah, you know, we could be seeing history being made, you know, in Impact.
Well, we could, yeah. I mean, I think we're gonna see history being made at Impact. It's just gonna happen. It has to. There's no way around that. Which is great with everyone else doing all this other shit. Make history and make a world champion a woman. I'm looking forward to it.
Put themselves on the map. Maybe people
pay attention to that. Yeah, I mean, look, AEW went and got a guy to play a girl.
Right.
Just give a girl a title. You got that one beat.
Yeah, exactly.
You win. But that's kind of all we got. We just kind of ran through all those cards. I kind of just flew through Ring of Honor because no one really gives two shits about that dead brand.
Yeah, exactly.
Just remember one thing. Don't eat the pancakes, guys. Don't eat the pancakes. Also, one other thing. Theo Epstein didn't kill himself. Sorry. He just didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, man, next week's going to be a great show. Next week, we're going to really dig into the Wednesday Night Wars. If you get offended by people talking about different things about wrestling that you don't agree with, don't tune in next week. Because I will offend you, I promise you.
I'm gonna gloat about AEW.
Well, we'll see.
And the fact that how right I was about them.
About AEW?
Yes.
It's funny what they've done, but we'll get into that. Like, that's next. That's a next week topic. We'll have some fun with it. We'll break it down. I'll have something to drink with me. Like, tonight I have my crown. But other than that, I think it's time for us to get the hell out of here. All
right.
So, next week, next week, tune in. Make sure you check us out. That's going to be a really fun episode. Until then, I'm Sean Puff.
And I'm IK.
And this has been Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. Hey, Cena, get us out of here. Big ups, Boston.
Yeah, what's up, baby? We gonna do some things right now, show you how we do up in the bean, you know what I'm saying? NY representing, Dirty South representing, Chi-Town, LA, they all doing their thing. We got a little something bubbling in the bean bottle, man, you know? I got my crew right back, we gonna show you how it's done, straight up, hitting 1-2 like Manny and Ortiz, you heard? It's John Cena, baby, and we heating up the bean pot. Big up Boston, you know the whole team, ha! Yo, we fresh, y'all a little bit stale. And we bout to make it ugly just like Kevin McHale. Cena taking over, I'm about to make the scene mine. I got a tea party, baby, meet me on the green line. Ain't too many kids that flow better than me. Roll thick like Yaz and Sideburns in 73. Like Tom Brady and the Pats, we rolling kids. Cross me and pay a toll like the Tobin Bridge. From the home of the curse, y'all know what I mean. We like the left field wall, stacking monster cream. Knock you out in the park, you land in Yorkie Way. My shit be butter, but around here we say parquet. I rep my home team, we taking over the industry. Like the big dick, baby, nobody can finish me.
The smarks in here, yeah.